The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and Sue Balcom joins us from our microphone in Bismarck.
And this time of year, apples are basically just falling off the tree, ready for any open hands, open mouths.
You can open probably, baskets. Yep. Get out the tankers. Man, there's apples everywhere.
Yeah, when we're not proving gravity, we're eating apples. Huh?
Oh, good point. Yeah. And they're easier to get off the tree, you know, when they're really nice and ripe. They do fall. But if you know anybody who has an apple tree in their backyard, they're always complaining about the mess it is to clean up those fallen apples. So definitely get your kids and volunteer to go pick those. I mean, ask permission. We didn't ask permission when we were kids. We used to, like, just kind of sneak around when dusk came upon us in the fall.
We did wait for dark, yes.
Yes, we did. We did, and then we'd sneak into the yards, and we'd help ourselves to some of the most wonderful apples, which are hard to find now. There were some good crabapple varieties back when I was growing up that I can't find anywhere.
Well, at my house, you would be in a hard-fought battle with turkeys, deer, and raccoons. So you just go ahead, show up at night, see what happens to you.
And that's the challenge of apple season. It's sort of like zucchini season. When it comes, and it really, you get lots of fruit. And what do you do with it?
Well, first of all, they're great fresh. It's always good to eat apples fresh, but not the seeds, because I just learned that they have cyanide in them in small quantities. So you could keep that in the back of your mind if you ever need to maybe get rid of some of those deer. Feed them the seeds, right? Because, you know, an apple a day seriously is good for you because they have fiber, they help lower cholesterol, and they say that people who eat an apple a day actually have an easier time to keep their weight down. They're really full of good nutrients. They're full of some minerals like calcium and potassium, vitamin C. And, of course, you know, if you have a lot of apples, you know, they don't last that long on the counter. But if you refrigerate them, you might have them to eat fresh well into winter. But in the event that you don't want to do that, you know, there's always apple pie and there's German apple cake, which is like the easiest cake in the world, applesauce, caramel apples, apple crisp or caramel apple crisp, and, of course, baked apples. But you can freeze them, too. And that's what we do with most of our excess apples is we like to freeze them. So we have them in the wintertime for pie and apple crisp.
And I'll just add, too, that dehydrated apples are really good.
With a little sugar and cinnamon sprinkled on them. And that's a simple enough thing to do, too.
You reminded me, Sue, that, you know, we've got Delicious and Gala and Fuji and Honeycrisp. We got all these commercial apples out there. A lot of variety, I suppose, if you go to the supermarket. But when we were kids, those big crab apples were to die for.
They are. They had kind of a wilder taste to them or something. My grandmother actually had this tree that they almost tasted like pears. But she would actually can the whole apple. You know, she would take a quart jar and she'd fill the apples in there and put a simple syrup in there and process them. And they were to die for. They were really awesome. And it is hard. We have one old crab apple tree at our house that I actually cooked down for pectin because the older varieties had lots of pectin in them. And that, of course, is a thickener for jams and jellies.
I didn't know that's where that came from.
Yes.
Or
so,
at least could come from that.
Could, right. Most of it, I think, does. If you buy good, like I buy good bulk pectin from an Amish grocery store down south of us here. And that actually, I don't understand sometimes why people wouldn't eat something with pectin in it because it is a natural product. And, of course, some fruits have higher levels of pectin than other fruits do. But here's an interesting thing I learned about crabapple pectin is that you take, cook it down, and it will start to thicken, and then put a tablespoon in a bowl and put a little rubbing alcohol on it, and if it gels up instantly, it's ready to use.
But you're not eating the rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
No, that's the test.
The test. No methanol.
The test, yes. So don't be putting alcohol in anything. Well, unless it's brandy.
There
brandied
you go.
Apples. Yeah. That sounds good, right?
Ethanol.
Really good.
Ethanol, not methanol. You had in some notes you sent to us, you refer to the German apple cake as the easiest cake in the world. Prove it.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, that cake, you slice up 4 cups of apples, and then you take a little flour and a little sugar and cinnamon and some oil, and you mix it together and throw it in a pan and bake it, and then you put cream cheese frosting over it while it's warm. And I think if you Google German apple cake or go to my website, that recipe can be found quite easily. But it is like the best cake on the planet. And it's, just, you know, 20 minutes worth of time because I never peel my apples when they come off a tree. And I know that people aren't using pesticides or anything like that. We just use the whole apple with the exception of the core when we're cooking.
Do you ever make hard cider?
No, I did not ever try that. But I do have a friend named Holly who showed some pictures on Facebook of them actually pressing apples. Mm-hmm. So if you have a great big quantities of apples and you can find an apple press at an auction, oh my gosh, you've got to do that because fresh apple juice is really amazing.
Yeah, I make apple cider every year, but I've never tried to make hard cider.
Me neither, because we don't drink a lot of alcohol at our house, okay. But it sounds interesting enough. And I'm sure it can be fermented just like anything else that's on my counter for a week or two.
Yeah, maybe I can just leave it out.
Just leave it out and see what happens, right?
Well, we've got the caramel apple season coming up, so how do you keep those apples long enough? Or do you just do them right away?
Actually, no. I think that if you have an extra refrigerator or you have a root cellar, then you just need to pick those apples and lay them out in boxes, probably in flats, so they're not on top of each other, and keep them stored. You can keep them stored till spring at about 40 degrees or lower in a well-ventilated area. The ones in the refrigerator will keep, but they kind of like aren't as good as the ones that are left out in the root cellar. And then, of course, because you've got them laid out on newspaper or in those low boxes that you can get from soda cans, you can pick out the bad ones. And so you go down and inspect them every once in a while and throw the bad ones away. And I have had apples in January that have been just amazing storage apples.
Hmm. Well, that's a hint, like a squash, I guess, of how the commercial people do it. They must have warehouses just full of apples because they're available year-round.
That's right. And right now would be a good time to go into your store and take a look at some of the varieties of apples that we get they're less expensive now because they are so plentiful.
All right. Well, apples are on the menu, and we check in with Sue Belcom every week.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.